The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties, proud supporter of our area athletes. With two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. And by MailMax. This is Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I am here with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Reed Haskins of Bridgman High School Football. In last week's 67-13 win over Marcellus, Reed completed 10 of 11 passes for 259 yards and 4 touchdowns, while rushing 9 times for 196 yards and 3 more touchdowns, and also added 7 tackles on defense as well. Leading the Bees to a perfect 9-0 regular season, Reed competed 42 of 61 passes for 904 yards and threw 16 touchdowns as compared to just one interception. And on the ground, he had 64 carries for 1,258 yards and 26 touchdowns for an average of 19.6 yards per carry. Reed, congratulations on the 9-0 regular season, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we definitely this year we've, like in the off season, we've definitely worked harder than ever, and we were just able to excel in everything that we did, and we were able to go 9-0 because of that. So
right, and we were talking a little bit before, you had a shoulder issue. So how much of the off season workouts and everything were you able to really do?
So during the off season, I honestly, because of that shoulder workout, I wasn't really able to do that many like upper body workouts, but I was doing legs like every other day, and like legs and agility, and I was just like able to increase my strength and speed like drastically throughout the off season, which okay. helped me this season a lot.
Yeah, and hence the 26 rushing touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
So usually, you know, for Player of the Week, I would ask you know, what was clicking last week, but for you guys have been so good all year. What's been, you know, what's been the key for you guys to be so successful on offense all year?
Well, really this year, honestly, like basically, like we have three really, really, really talented, good skill players. It's me, Nate Nikas, and Jace Warren. And we've really just been able to almost do, like we haven't had to punt once this year. So we've, like the run game has worked because we have a really good line. And then Jace gets open a lot, and we're able to pass to him a lot too. So we can really just, like, we stick with the game plan each week, and it works. So,
yeah, you know, I'm glad that you pointed out the other guys as well, because when I've tried looking at your guys' box scores to maybe try and get a Player of the Week, it's so hard because you guys have like three guys who could get the recognition. Right? It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, and for as amazing as the offense has been, right? Like you just said, not having to punt all year long. You guys have been equally as, you know, dominant or impressive on defense. I want to go back to this 4-game stretch of your guys' schedule. Concord, 51-0. Mendon, 45-0. Wyoming Tri-Unity, 73-0. LMC, 68-0. That's 4 games of shutouts. That is so hard to do in any level of football anywhere in the country, right? So what have you guys been able to do on the defensive side to be equally as dominant?
So defensively this year, I think we have, like, we just have so much speed and so much people flying to the ball constantly. And the game plan each week is very, very good that the coaches give us. And we are, like, throughout the week, we're just able to, like, learn our assignment each week, and we're just able to, like, excel. And then we're ready for the game on Friday when it comes because of that, so.
Okay, yeah. Do you guys take more pride, and I don't know if I'm talking about you individually or maybe your team as a whole, do you guys take more pride in, like, just lighting up the scoreboard offensively or holding up a zero on the defensive side?
So I've always thought that scoring is fun, but shutouts are, like, always, I think, right, number one. Like, shutouts are a lot better. Like, you can put up 68 points and then have them score, and, like, I don't think it means as much as a shutout.
Right.
Especially against good teams. Like, shutouts just, they, like, make a statement.
Right. So it's like a dominance, yeah, feel, right? Yeah, I feel you there. Now, you personally, you're a, you know, dual threat quarterback. Do you like, you know, dropping back and being more of a passer, or do you maybe prefer being more of a runner?
I enjoy doing both. Honestly, I would rather run the ball because I just feel like I'm better at that than passing. A lot of the passing we do is because the defenses have to, like, me and Nate are really good runners, so they have to eye on us first, which opens up the pass game. And Jace is a really good receiver, so we're able to throw the ball to him pretty easily when they're eyeing on the run game first. So I like the run game better.
Okay. And so you got 40 total touchdowns this year, you know, between throwing and rushing, excuse me. Is there one touchdown that maybe sticks out most to you, or?
So during the Minden game, one of the touchdowns that sticks out most to me is I was running the ball. I ran to the left side, and the hole was, like, completely clogged up. So I just basically turned and ran all the way to the right to the sideline, just beat everyone to the end zone. Awesome. And we were at, like, the 50-yard line or something. So
awesome. Yeah, that's amazing. And with all these touchdowns, have you guys been able to practice any celebrations as a team or individually, or...?
Honestly, we're not much of, like, a big celebrating team after we score. We're pretty classy out there. Like, maybe we'll do some shoulder bumps or something,
right.
But we're not trying to, like, we're just trying to stay classy.
I feel it. I never scored a touchdown, so I always thought of, you know, I always picture in my head to this day, like, if I got a touchdown, I'd celebrate, you know. But 40 touchdowns, you know, that's amazing. And is there any... is there any player, whether it's, you know, college or NFL, that maybe you try to emulate yourself after, or?
If there was one player, I think that I look up to, I think it would probably be maybe Lamar Jackson, just because he's such a good runner and mm-hmm. such like. He's good at the passing game too, but he's just such a good runner, mm-hmm. and I feel like. Like my game kind of mirrors what he does, so.
Okay. Awesome. And then one last question. We were talking a little bit before. You're a big Michigan fan. Big game this weekend against Michigan State. Hate to put you on the spot, but what do you think the score is going to be?
This week I think it'll be 34-24. Michigan comes out with the win.
All right. That's what I like to hear. And if they lose, I can blame you. So that's going to wrap it up. Again, I'm Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Reed Haskins, Bridgman High School Football.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties, proud supporter of our area athletes. With two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. And by MailMax.